Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg. Here is the host of the show, Eric Klaser.
Hello, we are the Knights Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen Council 7612, and this is Knights Around the Table. This show is designed to demonstrate to the community who the Knights are and how we integrate with the St. Joseph community. But first, let's say the Lord's Prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. I'm Eric Klaser, past Grand Knight, and today I'm here with...
Josh Beck.
Peter O'Sullivan.
And that's it. Small table tonight, but that's okay. First, some council news. Before we get going too far, I was going to go to Peter and have him give us a rundown of the different rosary opportunities.
I'd be happy to. We have an opportunity, and all of these will be held in the Our Lady of the Pilar Chapel. We have on Monday night at 7 o'clock, Rosary for Life. On Tuesday night at 7:30, the Rosary for World Peace. And on the first Thursday of the month at 7 o'clock, the Rosary for Cancer Victims.
Thank you. And as you always remind us in every meeting, the Rosary is the most powerful prayer. So that's your phrase with it, right?
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Most powerful prayer there is. It achieves miracles.
Absolutely. All right. We've got a couple M&T Bank events under our belt at this point. We're getting used to the changes down there. In some ways, it's more fun. In some ways, it's not as busy as it used to be. Not customer-wise. I think we're cranking out sales like we've never done before. But the new Levy company that's come in has sort of upped their game a little bit with how they serve food. We get the thing done. We get the job done a little more efficiently. Everybody seems a little bit more relaxed. So again, that standard plug, if you're looking for an opportunity to make a little money for your organization, if you're looking for a fun afternoon down at the stadium, consider joining us. Contact the Knights. You'll hear that email a couple times tonight, but 7612kofc@gmail.com is all it takes, and you can express your interest and get your group and organization to join us down at the stadium. It would be great. I do want to run through a couple of the upcoming games just so you can hear when they go. September 15th is against the Raiders. That's a 1 p.m. kickoff, so we'd get to the stadium about 9 o'clock. September 29th, that's the only kick in the tail. I'm going to try to go to work on Monday. But September 29th is a night game. That's at 8:20 kickoff against Buffalo. So you'd have to get to the stadium about 4:30, 5 o'clock. October 13th is some team named the Commanders. That's at 1 p.m. That's a 1 p.m. kickoff. So again, that would be an after Mass leave. We usually leave right after Mass on a Sunday afternoon game and then just go right to the stadium. Get to the stadium entrance about 9:30. Sunday, November 3rd, is against the Denver Broncos, and that's a 1 p.m. kickoff. So we would get to the stadium about 9:30. Any of those, you could do those. If you could do one, if you could do all of them, either way, the benefit is pretty good for you. And so if transportation is an issue, I mentioned we leave after Mass. So a lot of times there's a good group that'll go to Mass and then just meet in the church parking lot, and we divvy up into about three cars depending on how many people are going. So it's not like you have to drive. And even if you did drive, I'll mention the parking garage or the parking lot is right off of 95. So it's one left-hand turn and you pull in the parking lot. So there's not a lot of city driving involved. So it's a pretty simple day. You definitely work hard, but you have a whole lot of fun. So if your organization is considering joining us, don't hesitate. I mentioned it before, but it's 7612kofc@gmail.com. And just express that you're interested in joining us at the stadium, and we'll get together with you and get that set up. All right, let's take a look at some of the other events we got going on. So I asked these guys, nobody knows for sure, but we got St. Michael's Feast as our September social. So that's September 25th. And I was told that, you know, the Catholic Church sometimes tricks you with that word feast and then they don't feed you. But this one's actually going to be a dinner. We're going to have a dinner for everybody celebrating St. Michael's Feast Day on Wednesday, the 25th. The next big event is the 28th. That's the block party. I expect to see you there. I expect to see you there. I expect to see you there. I expect to see everybody else there as well. We're going to be serving hot dogs and hamburgers. Lots of events going on. A lot of the ministries are going to have an opportunity to put themselves on display. The nights will be on display because we'll be doing most of the serving of the food. So that's part of the day. Before the day, before the block party, because the block party starts when? It's 12 to 4 is when it's scheduled for. I know we like to get it done by 4 so that we can give you an opportunity to get to Mass on Saturday night if that's what you want to do. But before the block party, we're going to have our soccer challenge. So that's anybody, any youth up to age 17. There'll be some prizes. I think it'll be Chick-fil-A gift cards for anybody that comes out, which is any kid who comes out. There'll be some nice Chick-fil-A gift cards for all that participate. There'll be awards for those that actually win each age group. And then if they do win the age group, they move on to the district. I don't have that date, but they do get to qualify for the district event. And I know that that ends into more prizes, so that becomes fun. I know in the past few years I've tried to run that soccer challenge during the picnic, and it always made for some chaotic data. So I wanted to get an opportunity to get some real winners so that we could really move people on to the district challenge. That was my goal with it. What else we got? October 12th is the blood drive. We run that in the morning downstairs. You can get on AmericanRedCross.com, register for the blood drive.
We do that every fourth month, so October will be coming up, and it's on the second Saturday of the month.
Correct. But it's clean, right? It's over by noon?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So you can get your appointment time set up. What do we normally do? I heard last time we did 51 units?
That order of magnitude, yeah.
Okay. About that. So that's really good. We have a lot of regular customers, and there's always room for a few more. I know that it's preferred that you sign up.
There's
spots for walk-ins, but that's never a guarantee, which is correct, I believe, right?
They don't guarantee a walk-in, and we've had a few people walk in and be disappointed they weren't taken.
All right, so Josh, what do you envision the family movie night to be?
I anticipate it will be a movie night in October.
That's
when
a good start.
When that is and what movie that is, I don't know.
No, it'll be October 12th. I think the date's on, at least as of right now. We do one better. We serve spaghetti, which means you can bring your kids out. You get a meal. You get a movie. It's all over by 8:30. You get them home. You get them to bed. It's just the perfect night out. It has gone. I think it's $3 a person, and that's it. So for $3 a person, you get the movie, you get popcorn, you get snacks. It's just the perfect night out. And I'll tell you, my wife and I don't know if I've ever seen a full movie in the back. We sat in the back. We actually talked. We didn't have kids climbing on us. It was just wonderful. We look forward to movie night. Definitely one of my favorite Saturday nights of every month. So put it on the calendar for October 12th and enjoy. All right, deep breath. October 19th is our big event. And I know I've been babbling a lot, but we got to make sure we get in on this one. Oktoberfest is coming up. We've got a lot going on with it, and everybody should come out. It was such a huge success last year. It was a lot of fun. It really wasn't a fundraiser for us at all. I think we ran it pretty close to what we spent. So it was definitely a fundraiser. We had just an awesome time. We had a German band, full orchestra band, lots of dancing. There were activities going on. We had a silent auction, a wheel. We had, I think there were games scheduled, but we were just having so much fun. We didn't even get to the regular party games. I know Tom Gruhl, he wants to get the party games in this year. I don't know. We'll see if we get there. Authentic German food. We'll have authentic German beer.
Now, when you say a full stage band, is that an authentic German Oompa band?
It is.
Okay.
Full deal, full clothing. They come out. Oh, it was great. And because Vacation Bible School last year was a castle theme, I forget what it was, but we had this wonderful castle backdrop that we just put back up because it just fit so well. And then we had the German band up on the stage. And yeah, it was an all-around great night. All right, so that's October 19th. It's $45 a person. It's $85 a couple. We absolutely anticipate once we get rolling with ticket sales, it's going to sell out. Because last year, it came close to selling out right at the last minute, but I think it's going to have enough momentum this year that it's going to sell right out. So if you're interested in tickets, just send an email, 7612kfc@gmail.com. Tell that person I'd like, it actually goes to Al. Tell Al, hey Al, I want 3 tickets, and give him your basic name and information, and he'll get in touch with you about how to pay. I'm sure we're accepting check, I'm sure we're accepting Venmo, PayPal. So you'll get that information just by sending the information email. Again, that's 7612kfc@gmail.com. That's going to be a great night. And I guess the last thing on my list is the October social. October 23rd, that's a Wednesday, 6:30. That's going to be a chili and cornbread cook-off. So I think by the time if we survive Oktoberfest, I think that'll be a really nice kickback and enjoy night. That takes us through our events. Any questions out there?
If so, email 7612kfc.
See, you know, @gmail.com. All right. We are Knights Around the Table. Tonight we have a small crowd, but I just wanted to remind you who was with me tonight. So I'm Eric Klaser. And
I'm Josh Beck.
And Peter O'Sullivan.
Excellent. One last line out of me. I wanted to start. I'm trying to get my fellow knights to listen. And I'm encouraging them. I'm going to hit the storage closet and give away a little prize. So here we go. Come to the September meeting with an answer to this question. This one's doable. I'm actually going to use this on my first day in my algebra class coming up. Super simple. A man thinks that his watch is 5 minutes behind. It's actually 12 minutes ahead. If asked for the time, he says it's 11:59. What is the correct time? So let me run through it again. Real simple. A man thinks that his watch is 5 minutes behind. It's actually 12 minutes ahead. If asked for the time, he replies 11:59. What is the correct time? Okay. I'm digging the closet. I'm going to have some good prizes for this one. And we'll see if it works, hopefully, because business meeting's in the middle of September. So this show will be out for about 2 weeks, and you should have ample opportunity to give it a listen. I'm going to have Grand Night Owl send a reminder out to everybody to listen at the 20-minute mark and see where maybe 15-minute mark of the show and see if they can get that. All right. So tonight's topic, we're going to go to Josh. Josh found an article that talks about the days of easy faith are over.
We have to say that in an ominous voice.
I was trying. We had so much light. I was trying to keep it light.
The days of easy faith are over. So this is an article that actually was on, that I found on the website Detroit Catholic. So not exactly a local Catholic diocese, but the article actually talks about the Knights of Columbus Fraternal Organization's annual gathering. It's a very recent article. It only came out August 12th. But I'm just going to read through some excerpts from it because I think there were some really good things that were said. And if you're not tapped into what is going on at the annual gathering, then you may not have heard some of these things. Again, this is a truncated version of the article that I'm going to read. So please, if you want to read more about it, more about what was said and some of the highlights, I encourage you to go to DetroitCatholic.com. The author's name is Gina Christian. And the date of the article is August 12th of 2024. The days of faith are over, and a new generation of Catholic men are needed in the church, said the head of the Knights of Columbus at the Global Catholic Fraternal Organization's annual gathering. Supreme Knight Patrick Kelly of the Knights of Columbus addressed more than 2,500 fellow knights at the fraternal organization's 142nd Supreme Convention, which took place August 6th through 8th in the Canadian province of Quebec. In an official greeting to attendees conveyed in a July 24th letter from the Vatican, Pope Francis commented that the Knights, for their convention theme of On Mission, centers on the missionary dimension of Christian discipleship that the Holy Father has stressed from the earliest days of his pontificate. That mission, which requires knights to be resolute, undaunted, and zealous, has become more critical than ever, especially at a time when in many places around the world, Catholic baptisms are declining and secularism is on the rise. Many of us are worried about the world our children will inherit. And I'll go ahead and say it. I'm very worried about the world my children will inherit. Jumping back in, pointing to the example of Blessed McGivney and St. François de Laval, the first bishop of Quebec, Kelly said that a new generation of Catholic men formed in faith and virtue and prepared to be missionary disciples must be built up. With more than 92,000 men joining the Knights last year, many of them Hispanic, the organization has experienced record growth, said Kelly, but stressed he envisions doubling the current membership. As an aside, that is a lofty goal. But as we always say when we're closing out here, just bring one guy. If every guy brought one guy in to the Knights of Columbus here in Sykesville, that's doubling. Not out of the realm of possible. Quote, imagine the impact the communities would help, the parishes that we could serve, and the lives that we could change, he said. As a kickstart to that goal, Kelly challenged the Knights to double down on their annual Coats for Kids initiative by distributing 2 million coats to children in need by 2030. In addition, the Knights continue to serve those who are persecuted for their faith, said Kelly, noting that the organization has, over the past decade, rebuilt churches and restored whole communities in Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon. Kelly said that the Knights are also standing with the persecuted Christians of Nigeria. The level of religious repression in the African nation has been ranked as extreme by the global watchdog group Open Doors International, which has assessed that more believers are killed for their faith in Nigeria each year than everywhere else in the world combined. Kelly also pointed to the Knights' work in Ukraine, where conditions are especially dire for our brother Knights amid Russia's full-scale war launched in 2022 and continuing attacks that began in 2014. Quote, they are fighting for their lives and their country's survival, said Kelly, highlighting the Knights' work with the Minnesota-based Protez Foundation to provide prosthetics to war victims. More than 1.6 million Ukrainian refugees, mostly women and children, have been helped by the Knights, who have provided more than 17 million in humanitarian relief. And the Russian authorities have taken notice, banning the Knights, the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church, in occupied areas of Ukraine, Kelly added. Their ban is our badge of honor, he said. Russian authorities are using faith as a weapon of war. And what they fear most is the church's message of human freedom. But Ukraine's bishops and priests will not be silenced. Moving on to other places that the Grand Knight highlighted. In the Philippines, knights are being trained to spot the signs of human trafficking as part of the organization's Guardians of Dignity in partnership with the anti-slavery NGO Arise Foundation. He stressed that knights remain committed to upholding the sanctity of human life from conception to natural death, countering abortion and assisted suicide, while fighting what St. John Paul II described as a culture of death and what Pope Francis has called a throwaway culture. Kelly cited the Knights' extensive pregnancy and postnatal support efforts, along with its advocacy against assisted suicide. Ultimately, this battle is spiritual, he said. For that reason, the Knights are focused on spiritual formation through their CORE, which is spelled C-O-R and is Latin for the word heart, program, since we know that to change the world, we must first change ourselves. As Catholic men, we need to have a living faith. This is our call to be Knights of the Eucharist, to serve our Lord in all that we do, he said. We answered that call in new and renewed ways over the last year, and as we look to the year ahead, we do so with great confidence and joy. So again, not always the easiest things to hear, but there are a lot of scary, very aggressive, evil things happening in the world. And it's on us, a call from the Grand Knight himself, to step up and be knights and really stand up for the values of human life and everything that the Catholic Church especially stands for.
I believe this is a tough time for a family, to raise a family, to educate your children properly. There are so many distractions and temptations out there that we need to get together and back this operation.
I agree. And you turn on the nightly news and you see the problems everywhere, but you realize that maybe your greatest impact can be starting right here, like starting right at your church, starting right with your family. And
with yourself.
Yep.
Yes.
And if the Knights avail themselves to be an organization for the family to grow within the church, then we begin to establish a unit that is stronger.
To kind of build on that, I think that one of the fallacies of modern society, as the internet has kind of taken over, as the world has gotten smaller, we individually start thinking that the world is much bigger than ourselves, that we can't really affect change, and we've lost sight of community. And really, community is where it all starts and where we raise that next level of individuals. And if every Knight of Columbus, if every member goes out and influences just their community, then that's a whole bunch of communities around the world. And that's how we influence change, because it really does start at home. And that is the ultimately, pardon the word, revolution that we really could use in the world, where the family and the community become stronger and start carrying these wholesome values out into the world as they grow up and as they start facing their own challenges and battles.
That's a beginning, and that first step takes you closer to your goal. We need to remember that and build on it.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that's very cool about the CORE program, because I know that's kind of a new, process, I don't know a lot about it. I started looking into it, and I understand that it was even mentioned previously to the Knights. But it's very interesting to see the Knights kind of taking that heart approach, where we look at, okay, what is it that we as Knights can do? And something that we, pardon the pun, really should take to heart.
Mm-hmm. If it becomes a culture here, and it becomes a culture at different parishes, and it becomes a culture at other locations, then we do become a larger, more unified group.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Well done, Josh.
Thank you.
It's not all doom and gloom, I swear.
And so, obviously, we need you. If you want to become a member of the Knights, send an email to 7612kfc@gmail.com. We would love to have every Catholic man in Eldersburg and Sykesville become a member of the Knights. You can always keep up with the Knights of Columbus events at our website, kfc7612.org. Please check it out. Email links are right there on the website. If you have any questions from today's show, or you can pull up and listen to old shows just by going right to the website to check it out and see what events are going on. I'm Eric Klaser, and I just wanted to remind you of who we had at the table with us tonight.
I'm Josh Beck.
And Peter O'Sullivan.
Let's close this out with a Hail Mary. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Our Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. It's been Knights Around the Table, and I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Knights Around the Table. We look forward to the next conversation about who the Knights are and what they're up to. Thanks to WSJF for broadcasting the show, and Molly Klaser for her tireless engineering support. We'll see you next time.